Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org Hardcore 2.0 episode 56 coming your way. Today we're going to talk about Bilagos Pharma, an introduction. We're going to go over this excellent brand, Bilagos Pharma, which I've been using a lot of over the past couple years myself. We're going to talk about our favorite Bilagos oils and injectables. We're also going to talk about our favorite non-steroid Bilagos products that they have, because they do have things other than anabolic steroids. They don't just sell anabolic steroids. They sell a lot of other things as well. So we're going to go over some of that as well. But we're going to stick to mostly talking about anabolic steroids in this one, especially their orals and injectables, which are really, really excellent, Mobster. And really, they've taken anabolic steroid forums and sources out there by storm. And a lot of sources, a lot of reseller sources are selling their products now because there's a demand for their products. So they're a really good pharmaceutical company. So Bilagos, Mobster, I'll bring you in. Talk a little bit about Bilagos, what we know about Bilagos, and some of the things that we've seen when guys have been testing their products.
I mean, the thing that catches my eye, Steve, obviously we do lots of pre-show research, so we want to find out about the company, which I'll talk about, but also just the attention that they're getting in the marketplace from members of our forums, and it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. I've just looked at the Parental website, Steve. They've got 120 products on the Parental website, which pretty much covers every single thing you could possibly want in the performance-enhancing drug side of what we do. Let me read the company description to you. So it's a Belgian pharmaceutical company. It's mainly focused on the development and manufacture of human growth hormone, anabolic steroids, as well as peptides. They've got a bunch of companies that we're quite familiar with that resell their products. And as I said, I'm quite surprised, Steve, when I look at the diversity and different dosages for similar products, that literally for me, just looking at the product line itself kind of grabs me in terms of looking like a pharmaceutical company product, each and every single box and whatever else. We're familiar with the stuff that you would see in a pharmacy on the shelf. Pharmacists get down. It's not necessarily a big name brand like Beecham's or something like that, but how pharmaceutical companies actually sell their products to you. And that's precisely how it comes across. The push-out pill sales, vials, the amps, the box description, the color, the larger bottle products, et cetera, very much, to my mind, exactly what we're familiar with in terms of a big pharmaceutical company product layout, product description, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I mean, 120 products is a big amount of products. And I think something else, and I've mentioned this on other shows, which springs to mind, on the Parental website, they're coming up on a decade. I think actually the number they've got listed is probably slightly out of date. They're very, very close to a decade now in the marketplace. And what do I say about companies? Length of time in the marketplace is important because it proves to you that a company is producing solid products, has built a reputation, basically isn't fucking out there to scam you or whatever else. The two listed off the top of my head resellers that we're familiar with are both big names to us in the marketplace and work in exactly the same reason. So what do you want? A product that works. You want a product that's been around a long time. You want a product that's trusted, that's recognized. If for example, something's new to us, Steve, what do? We go off and we search for it. We say, oh, has anybody asked about this product? Yes. Have they used this product? Yes. Has the company been around 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Absolutely. What does the company look like in terms of product description? Do they have barcodes? Do they have holograms? Is it a proper box with the embossed printing, not just the top printing when the whole batch comes out with the same code on it, and so on and so forth? Can I check if the product's legit? Do they have product tests? And something that Steve just touched upon, and we've mentioned this in a couple of shows that you and I have recorded recently, and this is when I've talked about product testing in-house, independent lab tests, and something. So the truly most independent way for a product to be tested is thus, and this is how we've described it recently. So if I own a pharmaceutical company produces steroids, I can produce with desktop a document that looks exactly like I've got a lab where I can test my products. In reality, what you want is those products to be taken off the shelf, put into a box, and sent to a lab offsite. So there's your independent lab tester. But of course, you can be selective. You could literally pick from the batch the ones you know that are properly dosed, and then you send them off to be tested. So, you know, you have to be honest and open in the way that you do these things. The best way, which we've actually talked about in the shows recently, is literally where a member of one of the forums that we're associated with has brought products from resellers using his own money, not a collective group, not paid for by the forum, just out of his own pocket, and had samples of his product, a vial of this from this brand, a vial of that from that brand, and so on. Let's say, for example, Steve, one's tercipionate, one's tespropionate, one's something else, but they're not from the same brand. They've arrived. And then rather than roid test them, which literally only tells you what's in there, doesn't tell if your dose is right, don't tell if it's contaminated, etc., he has paid again out of his own fucking pocket and sent these off to an independent lab on his own, off his own back with no bias. I think actually the comment he made, and you mentioned this on another show, he actually wanted to see if he could catch these companies out. So out of his own pocket, let's say he's at $1,000 already and had the products come back. And to my best of my recollection, the random sample from different brands, from different resellers that we know and approve of, I think it was about 97 or 98% accuracy. Every single product had what it was supposed to have. No product come back with contaminant issues. Everything was labeled as it should have been. And the only 97, 98%, the only reason I say that, there was a few milligrams deviation here and there on one or two of the products, but they were very, very close to being exactly what they should have been. He literally could not find one company that was scamming us. There wasn't one company where they put a cheaper steroid in there instead of the name steroid. There wasn't one company that was only 50% dosed, anything like that. We're all very, very close to the dosage that there should have been a source. Most of them was dead on, hence the very high rating. And I believe one of those brands was Biligus that we're talking about today, Steve. So this is precisely why we look at products like this, we look at them in this particular way. And the way to do it has almost been adjourned this way, Steve. You go, right, if it looks like I've seen on the Australian part of our forums, companies that the, or should I say suppliers, that the Australian fellas are using, and the labels look like they were printed on a home printer. That's the marketplace in Australia. The product might be fine, but it literally looks like it's home printed sometimes, or, you know, sort of a rubber fucking stamp. So you want a company that spends, and this is the truth, if I have a pharmaceutical company, Steve and I set up a company, it's tens of thousands of dollars just to produce the labels. It's a couple of $1,000 to get the fucking labels designed and then printed. And then you've still got to have the independent batch number added to the label after it's been printed at the printers. And then you're buying how many of those 5,000, 10,000 labels? And that's for each of their products. And that's just the label side. Same thing with the bottles, the amps. You don't want stuff with the soft rubber bungs in. Do these things properly. Colored bottle, Steve, when you've got certain products that are sensitive to the light, not the clear stuff, not the stuff that I can buy on eBay or Amazon or whatever else, but the colored stuff with the proper bungs, with the proper seals. Holograms are an absolute fucker if you're printing. Half the time you have to throw those labels away and get them done again just to have the hologram exactly what you want. And that's just to get the label and the bottling and the container right. So you want these things, and then you want independent testing. I would actually, if Steve and I had our own pharmaceutical company, I would almost challenge people to catch us out, because I would hope that we were fucking straight guys producing solid product. I would want people you don't get to last this length of time in the marketplace producing poor products, crappy labels, badly looking at things like that, home fucking printed stuff that looks like it's been knocked up in a fucking bathroom or a kitchen with polythene fucking, if you're lucky. A garage, a lockup, as we say here in the United Kingdom, not really a fucking lab, let's put it like that, Steve, versus being able to stand around and look like a proper pharmaceutical company producing solid pharmaceutical products that people rely on, and as we say, independent, not in-house, not off-site labs, but independently tested by a customer that wanted, mind you, to see if he could catch any of the companies that he was testing out, and he couldn't do it. So that's the sort of recommendation we want. And then, of course, what happens, Steve, is you and I and other people that have used their product, we then turn around and say, word of mouth, I've used product X, I've used product Y, I got great results. You should fucking give it a try. The products, the prices are reasonable. There's sales and deals to be made. And that's just how products get to become the big name brands that we know that they are. And again, if you do that enough times, you end up with nearly a decade in the marketplace of a source, a product, a company that you trust and love. That used it.
One of the things I want to get your comment on, Mobster, is some of the things that Balagas talks about on their website. And I'm going to read this directly from what they say. It says, we successfully concluded the phase one of a clinical trial for the first growth hormone FRAG 191 plus in Europe in the year 2014. This placed Balagas on the top of the top tier biosimilar developers. So this is really cool. And FRAG 191 is one of the products they have, Fragment 176-191, and they sell it in 5 milligram vials. And this is a peptide that is really awesome. And one of the things I like about this peptide, and I wish more people would check this one out, and you're going to like this one, Mobster, is that it promotes cartilage regeneration, which is fantastic. So if they can get this going, another thing that it does really well is fat burning and weight loss, and it lowers blood sugar. So it's much safer than using these anti-diabetes medications that you're seeing everybody hopping on. And then we're finding out that their people are having major gut problems. Their gallbladders are getting blown out. There's lawsuits. I mean, these companies are making billions off these anti-diabetes.
I'm with you, Stephen. It's my sentiments with these products that you and I discussed on and off air and on forums. I'm with you on this 100%, mate. Absolutely.
But comment on the peptide benefit, things that they're doing. Well,
here's the thing,
in Europe.
Right?
That's
so here's
cool.
The thing. Listen, you and I, if we had, as I said earlier, in a lockup in a garage, we can buy raw products from China. We can buy the oils and alcohols that we need. We can buy. Listen, Steve, I can buy the fucking vials and the caps and the capping machine on fucking Amazon, right? And you and I could produce. Just for example, let's say testosterone supinate. I will use the crude term of phrase that we have in the United Kingdom. It'd be an absolute piece of piss for me to produce it. Seriously, you and I can produce it, no problem. Stick a few dollars in, produce it, blah, blah, blah. Real, real simple. Now, we both know just how fucking difficult it is to produce growth hormone and package it well and not have it damaged, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, peptides are, in essence, fractions. That means they're a peptide fraction. They're part of the what makes up a growth hormone. And the difficulty to do that, do it properly, produce it to that kind of quality level that they've described already, is incredibly hard. It's why even brands that you and I recognize, love, and approve have only just now adding some of these fractions and peptides to their line, because they would have gone off and got product tested. They would have gone and got and looked at the cost. Let me give you another example again, and I'll use the growth hormone one and the fraction as an example. You and I could probably buy a kilogram of testosterone supinate off the top of my head, Steve, $8,000-$10,000, and produce enough products to make $10,000-$20,000 on what we sold. Piece of piss. To do that growth hormone and then especially the fractions, is the costs are 3 or 4 times as high just for the raws. You have to absolutely package it, present it, everything you need to do in order to get that to the end user is that much harder. It's that much more heat sensitive, that much more likely to damage, not work. The temptation for a company that might supply you that, if you're not producing in your house, to scam the fuck out of you is incredibly high because of the cost and the value and so on. To put it crudely, it's just that much more work to do it properly and to continually do it properly. It's all well and good. This happened a lot of times in the marketplace where the first batch of a product is amazing. Every user that gets hold of this product raves about it. I took BP157. My shoulder was fucking great. But the aching elbow disappeared. My knee that I had the operation on recovered that much quicker. This happens a lot. The quality then seems to go downhill very quickly with some brands, and especially new labs to the market. Amazing first batch, kind of okay second batch, shitty third batch, and so on and so forth. And that's just to the end seller. where the stuff that your buddy was raving over, and you've seen him and he's that much more healthy and he's pushing the big weights in the gym, and you try it and you're getting nothing out of it. And you go, what's the matter? Because my buddy said it was the bollocks. I could see that this happens a lot. So in order for a company to be able to do that, do it properly, it's expensive for them to be recognized as being doing it and doing it properly. And literally the in-house procedures that they need to have in place, even if this product's produced off-site, is hard. Literally, for example, if I'm spending $10,000 getting 100 ampules, vials or whatever of a product produced, I've got to test a couple of those vials when they come to me, Steve, just to be guaranteed that I'm getting product. If I produce it in-house, my investment, I've been to a company that was putting the protein, huge, great 1,000 kilogram, that's 2,200 pounds of protein powder in its great sack, in its machine, and that was filling up the tubs. And it was going down a short production line into a machine that was putting the labels on, and then obviously got put in the box by the workers. And I'm talking about 2005 to 2011, and just that one line for protein powder was $250,000, £250,000, about $300,000 for one fucking line just to do that. So for you then to do protein fractions to a high degree of quality that requires testing, sampling, in-house procedures, off-site procedures, perhaps, for example, you go to the company that's producing it for you so you can see on-site tested for yourself, and then to keep that going to a point where it's getting to the market and people are raving about your product, it's unbelievably expensive. I'm telling you now, Steve, I suspect if it's in-house, they would have spent the best part of $250,000 at least, and it's probably closer to $500,000, $750,000 just to do this on a regular basis. And of course, they won't produce batch after batch. It will literally be one batch of this product, clean, sterilized, one batch of the next product, and so on and so forth. But it's still big money. It's a giant pain in the ass, and it's why you won't see small labs do that. They're more likely to buy a product from somewhere else. They're even more likely to ask a company like Ligas to produce it for them and then label it for themselves. So the fact that these are able to do it in-house, test it, sample it, go to the companies that are assisting them with raw material supplies and so on and so forth, and being able to do this for years is a big fucking deal, especially with the more difficult to produce, sensitive, high quality products. And peptides are right up there, Steve, in terms of the of all the things that we talk about in PEDs, they are probably the most sensitive, hard to produce, hard to get right, expensive products that are out there. So this, yeah, it's a big deal. I'm looking right now, Steve, just on the lab reports page, and I don't even want to think about how many lab reports they got here. That's something else that you like to see in the marketplace. Yeah, go on. What's your thoughts?
So one of the things I want to get your comment on too, this is something else. Let me continue reading right off their website. It says, today, Balagas Research and Development R&D is focused on developing more effective peptides and more potent human growth hormones to create new and comparable anti-muscle wasting medicines. We are among the world's leader in producing and offering steroid warehouse to the United States and other markets all over the world. Comment on that a little bit before we get into their products.
Right. So let's do it again from the big pharma point of view. Okay. Lots of us that are familiar with performance enhancing drugs will occasionally use the phrase big pharma. And what do we mean by that? We're talking about companies that would spend $1 billion on a product and then drop it to produce another product that replaces it better, having spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars sometimes testing and sampling, going from the mice in vitro, in vivo, into human studies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then literally something else comes to the market or another company produces something that's better and that grabs the market by the throat, right? This happens all the fucking time. We understand the nature of these companies and how they work, and they can be incredibly big, like multi-billions of dollars companies. One of the biggest in the world is based here in the United Kingdom. So for you to then, and I just use this phrase here, I can only think of one other brand that springs to mind, the name begins with D, and even they are not what they used to be, where the name was synonymous with a worldwide performance-enhancing drug brand. And what do I mean by that? So the particular company in question I'm thinking of was based in Thailand, got raided, the lab was busted, and then there's three companies that use the name, and you don't know if it's the original owner or the original owner's business partner or whatever the fuck. But that particular name is recognized probably for 30 fucking years, Steve, for really based on the reputation they had back in the day. For you to become a worldwide brand, literally multinational, and putting himself into that classification is a big fucking deal, right? To get recognized around the world, to be sold around the world in that particular way is fantastic. I mean, let me look at it again, Steve. I mean, they're talking about here, I said 120. The bit of information you're referring to talks about 130 products. So just right there. I mean, again, look, you're talking about what essentially is a multinational company. That here's something else which actually just occurred to me as I'm talking. If you are ambitious, you put yourself in exactly the same classification and you act like and then become a big multinational company. That's the way you do things. If I and you started a company, again, based on that lockup, Steve, that makes us kind of local to my valley, to the three valleys that I live in, whatever, right? So, yeah, I've got 2,000 customers, blah, blah. I'm a local seller selling local product to local people. Once I start thinking national and international and I encompass the whole big pharma fucking thought process, then fingers crossed, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the game, I become that. And I get that sort of reputation across the world. Look, the marketplace in Russia differs from the marketplace in America. We call the Americans the domestic market because it's the biggest PED market in the world. More buyers, more customers, and so on and so forth. But the reality is 400 million people living in Europe, 70 million people living here in the United Kingdom. The best, lowest estimate I've heard of is 1 million people here in the United Kingdom are using PEDs. In America, it's a minimum of around 30, 35 million people, potential customers. Russia, Eastern Europe, all of Europe, Australia, we know, these are all huge markets. The Indian market is growing year on year. 800 million people in India that are educated to degree or college level, university or college level, and they will have the disposable income. And there's way more gyms in those countries than ever before. So what do you do? If I focused on my little market here, it would be tiny. But I could go to India and go, well, there's this fucking 800 million people over here that are middle class, educated, more gyms than they've ever had ever at some point in history. I should be in the Indian fucking market. So to become an international company, to think in those particular ways, to process yourself literally with performance enhancing drugs, not sort of treating cancer. We're not talking about headaches and fucking shaky leg syndrome, just the performance enhancing side. And become what in essence seems appears to me to be a multinational company with that kind of thought process is a fucking big deal. It really is.
Yeah, and add it all up, that's why Belagas over the past decade has rapidly been growing, and their products have been basically being used. The more customers that are using their products, the more they're realizing how good this is. And I've been very impressed myself with their products as well. You can always tell a good product with a non-good product. So
One more example, Steve. I've actually looked at this when I had my own supplement company, and I talked about this on another show that we did recently. So you have standards within the supplement industry. I believe it's called Good Something or Other Manufacturing Process, GMP, right? There's a standard here in the UK, which I believe is mostly European, although I have heard it referred to in the American market, which is the ISO standard. And there are different standards for different things. So there's one for food, there's one for supplements, there's one for pharmaceuticals, and so on and so forth. Off the top of my head, and I may be wrong, I believe the standard for supplements that we used to use, both food and supplements, was either 2000 or 2001, the ISO 2000 or 2001. So something that we would refer to when we talk about these things, and in fact, the Belagas website refers to this, is the GMP requirements. So what does that mean? It means that at any point in the process, an inspector from outside, and this is what used to happen with the ISO standard, you actually paid for a license to use that, and you agreed to keep documents that could be checked at any time. But you also had an inspector from the organization could turn up at the plant that you was manufacturing, let's say baked beans, and literally look, right, let's have a look at your book, go through the book. Now that's in-house, but they could then go down to the production area and see that this book wasn't just bollocks, it was actually being referred to for processes that the company was supposed to adhere to. And throughout the process, from when the baked beans arrived in their raw form, when they were cooked, when they were treated with tomato sauce, when they got put into the tins, when they were packaged, when they were put into boxes, and when they were put on the back of the truck. Every single part of that process had to be done a certain particular way in order for them to be able to use the stamp. Now, even though you're paying, at the same time, if you didn't fulfill your obligations, the company, the organization could throw you out, or you'd have to resubmit it, or you'd have to upgrade your processes. So that's one way to do it. If you start with these manufacturing processes, good manufacturing processes, you have to do it a certain particular way. And it's something, this is quality standards here, Steve. When it specifically refers to that in their quality standards, it means that an organization can come in and check that the plant that manufactures, packages, processes, products must adhere to certain standards. Again, it's a big difference between what we call a UGO, underground lab, which can be anything from the fucking kitchen sink to a lab in a lockup or whatever. Nicely done, tens of thousands of dollars spent, but it's not the same as having independent people walk in and literally knock on your door 9 o'clock in the morning. You don't know they're fucking coming. They can bring a single people in and check out every single part of your process. Check the book, check the certificates, check your suppliers from top to bottom. The only one I think is slightly more intense outside of the pharmaceutical industry is what we call the red tractor process here in the UK or something similar, where literally from farm to shelf to kitchen, every single part of that must be certified. It must be standard. Literally, they can come into the supermarket, take a product off the shelf and sample it then and there and test it at local labs, etc. So you want these kind of processes in place for a company to be as close to a pharmaceutical company of the kind of brands that we're familiar with in a medical market as we possibly can. And again, just having the GMP requirements is a big fucking deal, Steve.
So let's get into some of our favorite Belagas, orals, and injectables. So I'm going to start, you know, we're going to try to, you know, stick to ABC order on this a little bit so that you can go check out the products yourself. And the first one I'm taking a look at is Anavar. And the Anavar that I'm seeing here is comes in 10 milligram. And look, Anavar, at the end of the day, it's a great one to use for fat burning. A lot of people like to use it. It's an oral, very easy to take. These particular ones that I'm looking at, Momster, come in 10 milligram. So as a male or a female, you can use Anavar. That's a nice thing about Anavar. Both genders can use it safely. And look, it does have liver toxicity, so you want to make sure you're using your liver support with it. But you can run it solo or you can use it stacked. And it's very versatile. People who like to use Anavar solo, what they'll do as a male, they'll run anywhere from 40 to 60 milligrams a day. Females will run anywhere from 2.5 to 10 milligrams a day. And it's one of my favorites as well. Anavar is one of my favorites. The thing with Anavar, Mobster, is that it is heavily faked. So it's hard to find good Anavar. And Belagas provide, if you want legitimate Anavar, listen to what Mobster, go back and listen to what Mobster was saying. Go back to listen.
Oh, so many times. So many times, Steve. I love Anavar. It's one of my favorite orals.
And strength. And you can trust Belagas is going to sell you legitimate Anavar. You don't have to worry about it being fake. So that's a good thing about using Belagas Anavar. It's a great, great option. Talk about Anavar a little bit. Yeah.
I'm just looking. I mean, it's one of my favorite ones for strength. It's not a bulker. I would definitely agree with Steve because we've talked about this as well as an option as a cutter in terms of actually for me, I believe in the bodybuilding side of things. This would be one I talk about in terms of retaining muscle tissue while you're dieting. So you're not losing your quote unquote hard earned gains. Looking at this particular product, Steve, I think this is perfect for women. And I say for women because men can use it. Of course they can. But the problem you're going to have as a woman is you're going to want a fraction of the normal amount. And I wouldn't want to split a 50 into 7.5 or 5 milligrams or whatever else, which is the kind of dosage we'd like for the ladies to be using. Whereas it's a lot easier to do that with a 10 milligram tablet. So this, to me, is perfect for them. For me, and I've talked about this before, absolutely one of my favorite strength cycles, orals especially, always used to add a few pounds of muscle on the cycle, but at a particular time I was using it back in the day, and I'll still use it now. Back in the day, I would go from 280 to 285, maybe to 290 pounds. But I wasn't trying to keep to a certain particular size, but it always enhanced my strength, always enabled me to tip over into that sort of podium stuff that I was doing second or first place, especially back in the day with these particular products. So, to, yeah, absolutely, mate. Honestly, and as Steve said, look, although it's less common now than it used to be in terms of faking, it was big time fake back in the day. And the problem for that was that compared to, say, for example, Diana Bowl, it was that, I think when we originally started talking about this, it was about 5 or 6 times more expensive for the raw material companies to produce. And so the temptation for them to replace it with something cheaper, like Debo, was huge. They would send you a good batch, and then they would start cutting it with something else, and eventually you just got fucking Debo, and the users were bloating up. They were getting estrogen issues. They were saying, what the hell? I know my strength's great, but I put on 10 pounds. I'm all bloated. And of course, they wasn't really getting NFR. So it's less common now, and especially good, reliable companies. I like this product, but again, the only issue for me was I'd be wanting to run 50 milligrams a day. So I think this would be absolutely amazing for the ladies because you want to cut the pills into halves, quarters, and so on and so forth. And this would be a great product for them, in my mind. The next product that grabs my attention, Steve, is their Fragment. And we've just been talking about Fragments, specifically 176191. I think Steve and I have actually done a podcast on this. And I mean, again, look, as we said earlier on, produce high-quality Fragments. Peptide Fragments is difficult. So that's something out there in the marketplace. Talk specifically, Steve, about this particular one, because again, it's something that grabs my mind. It's literally the second one that you and I are looking at.
Yeah, and look, Frag is a really good peptide. If you're looking for fat loss, if you're looking to help with blood sugar, if you're looking for, you know, we talked about Frag earlier in the segment as well. And Balagas might have the best frag you'll find anywhere in the world, Mobster, because they're specifically, as I said earlier, they're putting it through trials. So it's really, really good. And it can also help promote cartilage regeneration, as I said earlier. So it's a really, really good one. So if you want any of those benefits, you don't want to use human growth hormone because you don't want some of the negative benefits of human growth hormone. You don't want some of the side effects of the appetite increase and some of the other negative side effects. Fragment is a good option because Fragment is like using human growth hormone without some of the negative side effects. So it's basically, it's you take the peptide, growth hormone, human growth hormone, which is a peptide as well, and you produce this type of peptide. So it's a great option if you've ever been tempted to use Frag. And it stacks really well with Anabar, actually. We just talked about Anabar. It stacks really well together for fat loss for both males and females. And it's a much safer option, like I said earlier in the podcast, from using these anti-diabetes medications, which are causing all kinds of problems for people that are using it off-label. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, anti-diabetes medication should be for diabetics, not for people just trying to lose fat. So Frag would be a far better option to try. Next one we're going to talk about here, and it's another one that we're going to do. So we're going to do now, we're going to stick to some of the specific steroid options. We talked about Anabar, which is a steroid. We're going to save the peptides and the dick drugs and the PCT products and all that stuff till the end. We're going to just go with the oral injectable steroid. So one of the ones that I personally use and I like is the Balagas. It's called Cipo testosterone, and it's simply testosterone cipinate. You know, they call they call it something. Their own brand. Obviously, they're going to call it something different. And then
the number one selling injectable steroid, I believe, Steve, right now. We talked about this recently. The number one injectable steroid in the marketplace right now, everywhere.
Absolutely. And the Balagas testosterone sip is really good. Comes in 250 milligram per milliliter. And it's fairly priced. And when you buy it, you know you're getting legitimate. And a lot of people, what they're doing now, Mobster, especially in America, they're just tired of paying all this money to go to the doctor, wasting time. They got to keep going to doctors, get blood work done through the doctor. Yep. You have to go back and meet with the doctor for a follow-up for him to get you a prescription. Or they go to anti-aging clinics. Anti-aging clinics are ripping them off, charging them hundreds of dollars a month. You can just go and get Balagas testosterone yourself and do self-TRT. You know, tell the anti-aging clinic to go fuck themselves. Go do it on your own. You save money. I mean, you can buy a vial of their testosterone for less than it costs you to wash your car. So, I mean, it's way cheaper than spending hundreds a month going to one of these anti-aging clinics or having to waste time going to doctor's appointment and sit there for 2-3 hours in the waiting room when you could be making money and doing something better with your time. So
it'd be I'm looking at the prices, Steve, and you'd be looking at about a quarter of what you would spend at a clinic. Actually, probably less than a quarter, probably more like a fifth. We've heard prices for clinics range around between $200 and $300 a month for one or two fucking injections. And you guys can go out there and buy yourself a 10 mil vial. So in other words, if you were doing one or two injections a month, it's going to last you 5 fucking months, people. That's just for TRT. If you decide to do what we call sports TRT or a little bit of a blast while on TRT, it's still a fraction of what you would pay at a clinic or via a compound in pharmacy. So this is 100%. We encourage people to get blood tests. We say go to a clinic, talk to an endocrinologist, make sure that you need to do what you're doing. And then, because I don't want to spend $300 a month when I can spend a lot less than that and get a legitimate product that does exactly the same job as what I got for the clinic.
So if you don't want to, you're not interested in TRT, obviously you can run it as a cycle. A lot of people like to run 500 milligrams or even 750 a week of the testosterone. That's an option. Or you could do a little less testosterone, maybe 100, 200, maybe 300, and stack one of the other Balagas steroids with it. It stacks well with just about anything that we're going to talk about today. I want to go back. I missed one because we're kind of doing this a little bit in ABC order, but I missed one that I want to talk about. It's called Credo Provirion 20 milligrams. And this is a Provirion product. This is the way they talk about their product. Comes in 20 milligrams. Has them. Provirion is one of the best steroid / drugs out there that you can use on cycle. It's going to bind to SHBG. It's going to help your entire cycle run better. And it's a really good one. And it's good for hardening. It's good for vascularity. But it doesn't come with side effects like other anabolic steroids. So it's a very unique steroid, which is kind of like a drug. It's more steroid / drug, I consider it. Because it's one of these two that some guys will actually use Provirion even in PCT or in a bridge. And it won't affect their HPTA. With some people, I've seen the blood work. So it's a very unique one. And I really have a lot of respect for Provirion. And look, you can stack it in any steroid cycle that we're going to talk about today. You can stack it with testosterone, as I just mentioned. You can stack it with the frag. We can stack it with the Anavar. Any of these steroids we talk about, you can stack some Provirion. Usually guys will be running in this situation, you can run anywhere from 20 to 40 milligrams a day, which is one or two tabs. And that would be all you need. And it's great. And it's not liver toxic like other oral steroids as well. So, Momster,
let me hit a couple more. I actually want to talk about these next two. Actually, I'm gonna go with four options because two of them are the same in both cases, right? So I'm looking at the D-Bol, Steve, 10 milligrams, and the D-Bol, 50 milligrams, which is called Prodianabol. That would be my choice. Seriously, it's not even twice the price of the other product. On a milligram for milligram basis, you're getting five times as much. And again, the sweet spot for D-Bol was somewhere between 30 and 50 milligrams a day. So that would absolutely be, I mean, I've always done very well on Dynabol. I kind of want the bloke when I'm using D-Bol, that greater leverage around my muscles. And this would be the one that grabs me. And it's also, of course, probably, although ironically, Anavar was actually ahead when we looked at the top 10 in terms of steroids, oral steroids and injectables that are used today. It used to be that Dynabol was number one, number two, number three. It was the breakfast of champions and probably the foundation of many a steroid sack, probably up until very, very recently. The next two that grabbed my attention, Steve, and I'm actually going to say something that I would normally not say, right? So they do a Decadurablin 500 milligrams, typically Depakote. And I would normally turn around and say to you guys, I don't like high dosage injectables because of the idea that they might crash more, because they're more like the post-injection pain and so on and so forth. But because of everything we talked about earlier, this might be the one time, Steve, that I would risk using a high dose injectable, literally because of the manufacturing process, because of the way the Balagas have came across, because of the information that we gave you earlier when with regards to them being a big company and so on and so forth. And Steve's just reminded me as well, the opportunity to stack these two together, I'd probably normally recommend, Steve, the other Deca option, which is a Decadurablin 300. And I would stack that with D-Bol. If you can't put a fucking pound on this, you are literally not eating, motherfuckers. We've talked about Sustan Deco, which is one of my other favorite injectable stacks, Steve, and the ravenous fucking appetite. If you can't get big If you can't bloat, motherfucker, you need an AI. But if you can't put some size, some bulk on a deck and a D-ball cycle, what the fuck are you doing? So, yeah, the one and only time that I would recommend a Deca Durable in 500 milligrams is because it's Belagos and because we're talking about what essentially is a big pharmaceutical company. But normally I recommend our other product. There's not a lot in it price-wise, Steve, so that's fantastic. But again, I think that their Pro Dynabol is out the 50 milligram, 50 tabs, is the one that really grabs my attention. And this would suit so many of our listeners, especially as a first cycle, definitely an absolute bulker. So those two in combination would be fantastic. I'm certain that they've got Sustanon option further down, Steve. Give the listeners a couple more, and I'll come back at you.
Yeah, so there's a couple here. These are DHT derivatives. They have the ethyl primobolan. It comes in either 200 milligram milliliter or it comes in 100 milligram milliliter. And then they have an ethyl masteron, which comes in 200 milligram a milliliter. And these two are definitely good if you're looking for dry effects. You don't want any aromatization. So in this situation, what you could do with the primo is you could stack 400, maybe even 500 or 600 even. You can go a little high on the primo and stack it with some testosterone. And you can add in some Anavar. That would be a beautiful cutting cycle or recomp cycle that you could put together. I don't know with Masteron. Masteron's a hardener. I don't recommend Masteron unless you're like less than 11% body fat.
Yeah.
The lower body fat you are, the better, because you're not going to be able to really get much out of it if you have a lot of body fat. Remember, muscle and fat are two different things. So if your body, you know, let's say you want to show off your abs, but if you've got too much body fat, we can't see your abs. So what's the point of using Masteron and hardening up abs when it's covered by fat? So drop the body fat first. And once you drop the body fat, then you can experiment with Masteron. But a lot of professionals and competitors ahead of contests, they'll use Masteron because it's such a good hardener. It's great for vascularity. So they got you covered on that. And Masteron is also one of those historically, along with Primo especially. These have been, these are expensive steroids. So obviously they're expensive. They're going to be faked a lot because sources want to make money. So I've seen situations in the past, Mobster, where Primobolan has been faked with Deca, and that's not good because they're two different steroids. You just went over Deca. Deca's a bulker. Deca's a bulker, and it's a great bulker. Primobolan is a cutter. So it's not right that sources would try to cheat you like that, but you don't have to worry about that with Belagos because we know their Primobolan is definitely on point, and so is their Masteron. So those are two really, really good options if you're looking to do more of a summer cut or trim up a little bit.
Absolutely, Steve. I mean, yeah, I've even seen people confuse those two in a cycle, and we've had to point out, you know, yes, you can do what you like, it's your body, but by, you know, really you're sort of not doing it as effectively as you possibly could. So that's sometimes down to the customer as much as it is products being sold to people and recommended stacks, etc. I mean, the next two that grab my eye, Steve, one is... it's EFO testosterone, which is a testosterone enanthate, 300 milligrams, perfectly dosed, Steve. I don't think you need to go higher. I think the next product they've got listed actually is a 450, but I think the 300 is absolutely perfect. And I could see this, I mean, as I've talked about before, ironically, my brother's absolutely loving enanthate. I've never seemed to get anything out for it. I know that it's a super popular, probably number two after cypionate in terms of the testosterone options that are available to you. And I think this is perfectly dosed and a great product they're producing. I'll tell you the next one, and I'm going to skip past the 450, which is FO Trenbolone. Trenbolone enanthate, 200 milligrams. That to me is exactly I said what I just said just a few seconds ago about something being perfectly dosed. Why do I say that? Because we know people going to stack products a certain particular way. We know the sweet spot for example, Debol 30 to 50 milligrams. We know that Anavar 30 to 50 milligrams, and that seems to work for 99% of our listeners. The 1% that try to do different things, crack on. If you're competing, you're going to do things differently. But the 99% of our listeners are going to benefit from products being dosed a certain particular way. So we know that there are a handful, and some of them are our friends, Steve, buddies, our online buddies, that were trend lovers, and they go absolutely crazy for it. And they will come out with stuff like, I don't always believe this, we're talking about running a gram of trend a week. And we know that there's problems of training, the side effects, et cetera, et cetera. The reality of the situation is somewhere between 200 milligrams and 300 milligrams a week in combination with other PEDs on a cycle is absolutely perfect. So again, what would you then look at? Do you want a short-acting version of Tren or a longer-acting version of Tren? That comes down to more pinning frequency. So Trenbolone in Amphate at 200 milligrams is fucking perfect, Steve. 3/4 mil to a mil twice a week would be absolutely fucking fantastic. It is the, and I want to underline and emphasize, the recomposition drug of choice. And if you can handle the side effects of Tren, you have to be still aware, of course, that there are the potential toxicity issues. The side effects can be kind of nasty, and it is arguably a harsh product for you to use on your body. But those people that can handle it, it is, and I've seen this phrase used, Tren is God. For me, being dosed at 200 milligrams, Steve, is absolutely perfect. I don't think realistically you need to dose Tren as a sellable product to anybody for higher than that, because this is the right amount, easy to inject, once or twice a week on cycle, absolutely fucking fantastic, Steve. So I love that particular. What grabs your attention on that or anything else?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot to cover. Man, they have a big list, as Mobster and I mentioned. Yeah, so huge. They also have MPP, nandrolone phenylpropionate. We talked about DECA earlier. This is the short ester of nandrolone. Yep. They have the Anavar 50 milligram. We talked about the 10 milligram already. They have the Profamasteron, which is masterone propionate. Dristanolone, which is the short-acting masteron option. So they get you covered on all of these, Mobster. Another one that we haven't discussed is going to be the Equipoise. And they have it's called Quant Equipoise, and it comes in 300 milligram a milliliter. So that's really good. And from what people have told me, it's a pretty damn smooth one. So you can run 1 or 2 cc's a week of the Equipoise, and you have a fantastic cycle, anywhere from 300 to 600 milligrams a week. Then there's the Superdrol 10 milligram. It's a hell of an oral steroid. If you're looking for fast gains, you'll definitely get good results on Superdrol. Talk about maybe this. Talk about the Sustanon and the Supra testosterone a little bit, Mobster.
Yeah, I'm just looking at those, Steve. And again, they've got a couple of options here. So I'm going to list, I think, all three of them. The Supra testosterone that Steve just referred to is arguably Sustanon. The combination of esters, 400 milligrams. They do a Sustanon 500. That, again, something I said earlier on, it would be very, very close to tempting to say I don't like high-dose products for the reasons I've spoken about many times online and in these podcasts. But again, one of the few times, because of the nature of the company, the way they're producing the products, I might risk it with this particular one. Obviously, 500 milligrams a mil. And the last one, and there's slightly different deviation on the name, Susti testosterone, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that properly, Testomix. Look, all three of these products are a form of Sustanon. They've all got the combination of esters. And we've talked about, and I said earlier on as well, for me, Sustanon and DECA as a combination for me, and I've said this so many times on these shows, the bulking cycle of all bulking cycles for me. I did a recent one before fucking Christmas, Steve, as you know, and got to my all-time highest ever body weight of 336 pounds, 150-something kilos, 52, 53 kilos for us Europeans. That is, anything over 300 pounds, even at my height, 6'3", is big. 336 wasn't comfortable, but strong like bull, as the saying goes. Absolutely fantastic. And again, just because of the way that I like the company does what they do, the way that the in-house test and the lab test, et cetera, et cetera. I think, like I said, with the DECA and the D-Bowl cycle, if you can't bulk on the combination of DECA and any of their Sustanon options, you're literally not training or eating. There's something to fucking matter. You need to go see a doctor, because it's the bulker of all time. If I run one of their higher dose versions, Steve, and pushed it all up to about 1,000, 1,200 milligrams a week, which is about to be as high as I think I could possibly want to go and just about be okay with it, I could see me hitting 340, 345, which would be fucking mind-blowing, even for me, getting used to being a certain size and body weight or whatever else. And I like the fact, again, that they have these different options. I think normally I would go with a Susti testosterone, the Testomix version, at 250 milligrams. That would normally be my recommendation, because it's very, very similar to what a load of other companies producing. Yeah.
So they also have Balagas Winstrol and Anadrol options if you like those two orals. And Winstrol is a great dryer and Anadrol is a great bulker. So they got you covered on both ends. They have tons of blends. And Mobster talked about one there. Not just testosterone blends, not just Sustanon, which is a blend of testosterone esters. They also have blends that include other testosterone with Trenbolone. They have testosterone with Equipoise, with Deca, with Masteron, and more. They have all kinds of different mix and matches. So it's very, very impressive, Mobster, what they have. Or you can get these steroids individually and mix them yourself. So I'm very impressed with their lineup. They listen to their customers, and they've come up with different blends based on customer feedback of what customers want. And that is really, really cool because you could save money and you could save injecting by doing these blends if you want to do it that way. Non-steroid Balagas products, Mobster. So we have just enough time to cover as many as we can. And I'm going to kind of just scroll through. You know, we talked about earlier some different bulking options. We talk about testosterone. But if you are going to do, you know, the Dianabol, the testosterone, and then mix some Deca with it, you definitely want to make sure you get your AIs. And Balagas has you covered when it comes to your AIs. They have the Aromasin and they have the 8X to have you covered. When it comes to PCT, they got you covered when it comes to Clomid and Novadex as well. And that will have you covered as well. And then if you want to take something for your thyroid, they have a T3 option. So some people will use that, especially those who compete. They want to use that definitely for that. Talk about the dick drugs that they have, Mobster. That's another option that they have on here that you can use.
Yeah, you and I did a show recently, Steve, and we the particular company in question we were doing a show about was listing products in terms of popularity. And of course, we're thinking as we go into that show, listener, it's going to be some kind of testosterone. But number one was the earliest. Absolutely, Steve. There was no fucking around. We said that was the number one seller. And naturally, they do a Cialis, of course, Steve. 25 milligrams, 50 tabs at a time. Why? Because people love the pump that you can get from Cialis. Why? Because of the testosterone issues, especially, for example, if you're on TRT. Again, myself as an older individual, you know, the difference between your 19-year-old erection and your 59-year-old erection, it's not light and day, Steve. I have good days and bad days, but it's a necessity. I mean, the reason, don't forget, of course, you're also going to be affecting your blood pressure when you're on cycle. Some of the steroids we talk about today thicken your blood. So we want to make sure our blood pressure is good. And we have to remember, of course, that dick drugs were originally not created to be dick drugs, but actually created to treat blood pressure issues. So, yeah, absolutely, Steve, that one's out there. I mean, they've got Clomid, Steve. Kaba is another one that springs to mind. A buddy of mine's always talking about that particular product, something that he likes to use when he's on cycle. There's a bunch here, Steve. I mentioned peptides earlier on. IGF, melatonin. There's other stuff here. Letrozole. One of the most potent AIs, as we know, Steve.
Melanotan, not melatonin. Melanotan.
Yeah, I always say it that way. I don't know why. It's just
melanotan before bed.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that's hard to be a dick drug on its own, Steve. One of the effects of using that particular one, giving you lovely, colourful skin, as opposed to a good night's sleep, like Steve joking with me about the other version, the other way of pronouncing it, is the one that's in milk, etc., helps you go to sleep overnight. Yeah, it actually gives you some users, and again, it's dose-dependent, unexpected erection for some users. So that's a bit of a fun one, especially for some of the younger guys. Like Steve said, thyroid joys, Phymosin, I don't want to pronounce this properly, Steve. Phymosin beta-4, TB500, and they do a 5 and a 10 milligram option. And what did Steve said earlier on about the different combinations, Steve? Trend test, mass, long, they do a short and a long on this. I'm looking at other bits and pieces here, Steve. Viagra, look, again, we talked about this. We can do the whole tongue-in-cheek, men amongst men sort of stuff, but the reality of the situation is that ED drugs are probably the money maker of all fucking time that pharmaceutical companies came out with. And if you're in the pharmaceutical marketplace, you've got to have an ED drug on your shelf. You're losing tens of thousands of dollars a month if you do not. More than that, probably. And again, it would also be the case because we're taking steroids, because we're thickening our blood, because we're stressing the fuck out of our body in the gym, because some of us are as old as I am, 59 years of age, you will see ED drugs included. So for them not to have one, 50 milligrams, perfectly dosed there, 50 tablets, that's fine. I can see me lasting a couple of months without Steve. That's absolutely fucking wonderful. And again, I said earlier on, just the site that we're referring to when we're looking at the list of products here is 73 on this one site. On the front page of their own site, it's 120. But when you actually look, they've got 130 different products. So we could talk for another hour about the other products that they do. Anadrol, Steve, another oral steroid. Again, something that I've never got great uses out of. But what else you got there, Steve? Give us a couple more.
Yeah, and we can't leave the last but not least one, Beltropin 100 IU human growth hormone. And it's incredibly affordable. And you can buy an entire kit for, you know, for not much more than it costs you to have your car detailed. And it's high quality. We've seen guys use this growth hormone from Belagas. It's been fantastic. And with the HGH, it's a really good option, especially as you get older, because your HGH levels will start to drop. So you can stack this HGH with some of the other peptides we talked about. You can stack it with some of the other steroids we talked about. And it's a really, really good stack. Like you do an anti-aging stack. Do some of the Belagas testosterone sip or testosterone E.
Yep.
And then you can stack in the HGH with it. You can stack in one or two of these peptides with it. It'd be a great anti-aging stack to keep you looking younger, to keep you feeling good, keep your energy good, keep your fat loss off.
Fraction, Steve, of the price that you would normally spend at a clinic again. And at the aging clinic.
Oh, my gosh. Anti-aging clinics charge you four figures a month.
Half.
You know?
The typical price, even in the UK market, US market, is around, and I'm talking about clinic stuff, and a human growth hormone just on its own, Steve, is still, although ironically the price has been that well for some time now, about $500 a month. This product was just over half. And as dosed as me and Steve talk about, it's actually 2 months supply. And not only that, the particular company that we're using, the reseller that we're looking at for research for the show today to talk about the products, do deals on more than one box. If you buy 10, you get a much better price again. So you could probably buy a year's supply for about 5 or 6 times less than you would spend in a clinic. You'd be spending, off the top of my head, Steve, $6,000 a year in a clinic. And the price I'm looking at just now is about a fifth of that. So that's just to give you an indication of why you want to use companies like we talk about on these shows.
Because you're buying it, you know, that's one of the prime reasons for this. It's simply economics. You're buying it directly from them.
Oh, please. Yeah.
You're not paying for a clinic which has to pay $5,000 or $10,000 a month in rent. You know, they have to hire a couple cute blonde chicks to sit up front and welcome you.
Oh, please, man.
They have to.
It's a growth industry. Steve and I talked about the money in the market. Yeah. There's a massive growth industry. Yeah. Look,
there's no overhead. You don't have to worry
just
about
Cipionate, right? Just the number one TRT testosterone of choice is Cipionate. And if you use it at TRT doses, I did the numbers earlier on for you, Steve. So if you, a single vial could last you at a low dose, but let's say it's a slightly higher dose, 6 months on TRT dosing. And a single dose will be a fraction, a quarter or fifth of the price for 1 month supply from a clinic. That's simple economics. To have the money for, listen, some of you, especially you older guys that are on TRT, you're sitting down with the wife and you're talking about the amount of money you got to spend on certain things. Can we pay the car bill? Can we pay the Netflix? Can we pay? It's costing us $300 when you go to that clinic for the TRT. No, it's costing me $300 once a year. I go to see the endocrinologist, I sit down, I get my bloods done multiple times per year, but I sit down with a doctor one time a year, $300. The rest of the year, I can practically $600 for the year buying it through a lab of the kind that we're talking about today, purely and simply because it makes economical sense. You're getting a pharmaceutical-grade product that's absolutely fucking tip-top from a company that's aiming to be a huge name in the marketplace, becoming more recognized all the time, and produce, and as I said, it's got GMP, it's out there, it's putting itself in the position of being a pharmaceutical company, it's becoming multinational. And I said, I say this just to finish, Steve, you don't necessarily have to take our word for it. You go off and you look at the company yourself. You can look at those lab tests for yourself. You can see if other people are talking about Bilagos. You can see if other users have used their products. You can look at even the test that we talked about. I believe the person who was referring to put the test results up for you to see. So you can see for yourself, independent testing of products, how they've come across, how they presented, what the test results were, and the fact that this fella literally went out of his way to try and find something to matter with the companies and couldn't do it. Please note, we are not doctors and your opinions are ours. It is our view based on our experience and views on the topic. Our podcast for informational purposes and entertainment only. The freedom of speech and the first amendment.